Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Drifters by Lou Malozzi. Thank you for listening.
I never set out to eavesdrop, it just sort of happens. I'll be sitting on the bus or the train or sitting someplace and conversation just drifts past me and I start listening.
So what's the last thing?
Embankment. And then there was a dip in the embankment that was maybe about 14 inches wide or something that made kind of a seat. And this little spot was, you know, it was almost perfect. It was like a little throne or something. So I sat down in it and it felt great. My arms split so bad that the only thing holding the two legs together was my zipper. I mean, it was really, really bad. And my jacket, my suit jacket, didn't really come down very low. So I knew that when I walked, it exposed my underwear, like, you know, much, you know. And so, for some reason, this is a big sharp thing on both sides. So I cut my fingers pretty significantly, like at least two cuts on each finger. And my fingers were bleeding really badly. And all these people are staying there, big line, and I'm making these sandwiches. And so instead of telling everybody, I'm bleeding, I can't make your sandwiches.
Breakup happens instantly. It happens on a second, on a split second. And so they put this seismograph out in the middle of this particular river. And the minute they feel the ice start to vibrate, it goes off. It like rings a bell or something, you know, and the person who guesses closest to that time wins the
and,
game.
And he was a stallion, and we had a very passionate relationship. And so one day, he was always like jumping around and grabbing my clothes and like, you know, everything kind of teeming around.
Just
and
very
kind of reducing from big pieces to smaller pieces to smaller pieces, but they're all still kind of perpetually devouring and being devoured.
It's this wonderful thing where we're up high upon the hillside that overlooked the city itself. And this procession of candles started coming in from the west, and it must have been about a mile long. And it turned out that very slowly, you know, we had just eaten half a brain of cow each. So for us, at you know, age 7 and 5, that was a pretty big deal. And so we ate these cow brains. I don't think we ate it. So slowly it spread throughout the room that we were going to wear purple. And then later that day, all the male members of the crew came up to me and said, listen, we can't wear any purple. We all despise purple.
The harbor, or, you know, some form of harbor. So we, instead of, you know, since the boat wasn't going anywhere and the wind had died and, you know, we were sort of basically just outside the harbor.
There's no road into anywhere. There's peat bogs all around it. You have to get a fishing boat to get there, to get within, you know, 5 miles of it. You have to, you know, crawl across peat bogs the next 5 miles. When you're finally there, there's no electricity. There's no running water. The roof's leaking. The windows are blown out. The crofter next door hates us all because we only come there. There's this craze at the moment in
Bonnie Scotland,
stuffing, fried sausages,
which in a country with, you know, a huge heart disease,
15 women, Sonia, and I can't remember her last name, but
12 whites of the egg.
She was really cute, and I think we got high together one night and just kissed a little bit, and she slept over, and it was just really nice experience. The neighborhood was just, I mean, this whole town that I'm from is just, I don't know, it's kind of like this anti-place where sort of like nothing really happens, and
rose petal ice cream, violet candy,
somebody had it just had this yard, and it was this sort of fig castle that you go in through this like bulkhead door. And there would be some rubber insects around, or some things like that. And then there'd be this large central ocean well.
Somehow
bell-bottom, Tuscans, pastel blue, three-story horses,
building
pink,
next to his parents' house. And it was from his aunt, who had picked up and left. And so we had this big, long argument before we could even sit down at the dinner table about dinner and about protocol for coming over for dinner and who's going out of their way to go to what dinner. So that was basically the dinner. So then we ate. They were hand-me-downs from our older sister, who's 15 years older than Paul, so they could put some more intense. They were coming down from our cousins, who were older than our older sister. So there were, you know, some like 20 years old when we got them.
And therefore, I had to learn how to cook because an angel from the cake comes from scratch because my mother refused to do it.
And this was before Moses wrote. I kind of hated it.
I went to a neighbor woman who was an expert at making angel food for me. And of course, Hollister, the farming
some butter, soup, salad, dessert,
delicious
sauce, cauliflower, cheese, grain of cow, 7-5.
So I decided, I got myself a pair of gray flannel
breakup, ice cracks, and river starts to grow. Mountains, chunks of broken ice.
So it was like this kind of private place to think silent.
The wintertime frozen, river higher ground, sure. Hamburger meat.
Copacabana,
Love Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, 100 Cathedral, Castle, Yard, Bulkhead, Door, 4-5, Sonia, Tuna Fish Curry, Mushroom Soup, Curry Powder,
1547, Bob, 3-story, 3 months, hundreds, no electricity, Gas, 3 and 4, 16, 15, 14, Blue, Oranges, Red, Dinner, 3 chickens, Stuffing, Sausages, Fall, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9:30, Shorts, Hand-me-downs,
bleeding fingers, sisters, a big piece skirts, of roast beef, breakup, the ice gets weaker and the weaker but stays cake, solid, breakup happens in a split second, 4, 000, seismograph, Bermuda wins shorts, the state lottery, gray, roaring, flannel, the cracks tie, squeak together, blazer, the river starts to flow, shirt, pushes a huge mountain of ice, the ice grinds against moon, each other, woods, perfectly silent woods, before that, retreat, thunder, runs for higher ground, he was a stallion, jealous, tiff, torn it off of me, rag hanging off of me, tainted banquet, miles of banquet tables, fried, luxurious red, and voluptuous, brown, a prayer falls glasses, onto the banquet, frenzy of eating, rise, tearing each other shirt, all to pieces, woods, eating each other, parts of the people mixing in with the food, hamburger Tuscans, meat that's still alive, teeming blue, around and reducing horses, from big pieces pink, to smaller pieces, French perpetually soup, devouring and being quality, devoured, cheese, bus crowded with animals 14, and people, road to nunnery, Copacabana, dead, the black virgin, procession of candles from the west, mournfully round the square, candles extinguished by themselves, raids of brass instruments, wandered down to the docks in the morning, rusty old motorboat reeking of diesel fumes, underwater temples dive down with their offering, crystal clear lagoon, offering things underneath the water, hiking, dig into cuisine, extravagant French meal, courses, unexplained course, evening eating ritual, waiting for our unexplained course, send them on of cow each, hired to do the work, take on clothing, really want to wear purple, slowly it spread throughout the room, in the middle of this clothing bath,
with red, hand out all the shirts. Half of them refused to. Skin tight, Scottish symphony. Boat thing was haphazard, warm of harbor. Mother had to lie down and pat his cap up. Going up there, and down tiny little cross peat bogs for 5 miles. Off to days at the moment. Pip shot on this woman, Sonia. Developed all these warm feelings for this glow. Was kind of a its hinge. That void, turn of amusement park. Gun, world's largest bowling alley. Cathedral, clave of Revolutionary War era home. Pulling down this long and sacrilegious strange fantasy that someone had made in their yard. For wishing way below others, tuna fish car things with plain over inherited a 3-story built at a stand to the pills and the house. Absolutely no like adults in that we pair hot smoking sex orange and shag carpet nightlife as I had called him 3 times hook back to 9th at dinners for Lufthansa. Argument about dinner before we sat down sounds from my older pictures of us in these some and learned to cook at an early food cake made from church citizens of Hollister in high had a lot of light of a by some spectacular and awe dive through the woods and out of the little frequency
attention please passengers to the Maersk Air DM16
better beyond any logic
are requested to proceed to gate E11
can't act as if you're listening. You have to just be impassive. You can't, you know, interfere again. That would ruin it because you want to be like a microphone.
So you're sitting on top of rock, which is on the side of the mountain, and you're looking out over, you can see cars off in the distance, winding their way up the mountain, which you know that it took you, you know, 25 minutes to get all the way up there, because you've been winding and winding all the way around.
Yeah,
you just
put it in the bomb.
Whatever it is, the bomb was out.
I can't remember what else.
Cats. Put them around the table and eat chunks.
Actually, the Prudential Building is.
Yeah.
And it's in your pocket.
This has been great. Out.
It's in better shape than my sweater.
Oh, okay. So that's from almost.
On a brown sugar.
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
It wasn't stuck in there.
I saw a salad.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she made shrimp.
Okay, I mean,
it's more. I can't describe it.
And I listened and so forth. I mean, sometimes, and I have another story like that. I overheard a couple once, and I couldn't decide it was two men or a man or a woman. And I tried to figure that out from the groans and so forth and sighs. And I never figured it out. And then I did wait outside to see. and they didn't come out, so I gave up after a day or two.
And let me see. The next story is about a piece of clothing. And it's about a shirt that I had a couple of years ago. And it was just like,
let me see.
Kind of your basic.
The next story is about a piece of clothing. And it's about a shirt that I had a couple of years ago.
Shirt.
And
it was from a garage sale or thrift store or something. Kind of like a mattress print, cotton, something. And I was with my girlfriend when I got the shirt, and, you know, it was not anything really special, but it was
shirt.
Around for a long
it
time.
It was from a garage sale or thrift store or something, kind of like a mattress print, cotton, something. And I was with my girlfriend when I got this shirt, and, you know, it was not anything really special, but it was around for a long time.
Sure, it was from a garage sale or thrift store or something, kind of like a mattress print, cotton, something. And I was with my girlfriend when I got this shirt, and, you know,
and then
it was
I started
not
like
anything really special, but it was around for a long time.
Horse. kind of a horse story, too. And he was a stallion, and we had a very passionate relationship. And so he was always, like, jumping around and grabbing my clothes and, like, you know, just very
and then I started
kind
like
of aggressive.
Hanging out with this horse. It was kind of a horse story too. And he was a stallion, and we had a very passionate relationship. And so he one day he was always like jumping around and grabbing my clothes.
And then I started hanging out with
kind of aggressive
horse.
And
it was kind of a horse story too. And he was a stallion, and we had a very passionate relationship. And so one day he was always like jumping around and grabbing my clothes and like, you know.
And so I'd like been out at the barn all day one day, and and my girlfriend was getting like more and more jealous of this horse, and I was spending more and more time with the horse and less time with her. And so we had some kind of little tiff over something.
So the barn all day one day. And my girlfriend was getting like more and more like jealous of this horse. I was spending more and more time with the horse and less time with her. And so we had like some kind of little tiff over something that
and
me
so
and the horse
I'd like been out at the barn all day one day. And my girlfriend was getting like more and more like jealous of this horse, and I was spending more and more time with the horse and less time with her. And so we had like some kind of little tiff over something that me and the horse, I mean.
And he had
reached around and grabbed this shirt and just torn it off of me.
I had this rag hanging off.
And when I went home, my clothes are all torn into pieces.
And
I'm like, honey,
I'm home.
And that was really kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. Anyway, she was
20.
Some kind of like
passionate love relationship. RISD.
Ryan School.
The shirt that.
An end to that.
That.
This woman, Sonia, and I can't remember her last name, but
she was really cute, and I think we
got high together one night, and
just kissed a little bit, and she slept over, and it was just really...
It was this really nice experience, and I thought that we were going to have this relationship when we got back from Christmas. So the next morning...
glove in my room, and, you know, at the time I was... Well, not that I'm not a sap now, but I was a total sap then.
And feeling really romantic. So anyway, I sort of had this glove around and developed all these really warm feelings for this glove that was... You know, and I just sort of had it in my room, and occasionally I'd pick it up, and, you know, it was just kind of...
this ridiculous thing, and then, after Christmas break, she came back, and, she wasn't interested in having this relationship, and it turned out that it was my housemate Steve's glove
that I was sort of fondling this whole time. It was great. Oh, it was too funny. And after that, it actually turned out that...
I don't know, she was kind of a nut, and at one point she... I guess her housemates had her committed because she ripped her bedroom door with both hands out of its hinges and, like, threw it in a fit of rage one night. So I guess maybe it's best that it wasn't her glove after all. Anyway...
Well, a lot of it happens just, again, spontaneously. I don't necessarily set out to do this. It just happens. It must happen to everybody. It doesn't just happen to me. I just am honest enough to admit it. I never talk in public like that.
You just heard Drifters by Lou Malozzi, broadcast by New American Radio.